This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump in the White House dismissed an article alleging that he made disparaging remarks about the nation's war dead. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has details.
President Trump continues to slam the Atlantic magazine's report, alleging he mocked the U.S. war dead.
It's a hoax.
The article quotes anonymous sources, many of whom were confirmed independently by the Associated Press. In a White House briefing, Trump tried to blame former chief of staff and retired Marine General John Kelly.
I don't know that it was him. I haven't seen that. I mean, I see anonymous, but it could have been a guy like a John Kelly.
Retired Green Beret Joe Kent's wife, Navy Senior Chief Petty Officer Shannon Kent, was killed in a suicide bombing in Syria in 2019. He says he met with Trump when her body arrived at Dover Air Force Base.
I didn't get any kind of disrespect. I didn't get any vibe of disrespect.
Kent says he doesn't believe any of those quoted and wouldn't, even if they came forward. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Satellite imagery of a North Korean shipyard on Friday showed activity suggesting preparations for a test of a medium-range submarine-launched missile. The Center for Strategic and International Studies said the images of North Korea's simple shipyard showed several vessels within a secure boat basin, one of which resembled vessels previously used to tow a submersible test stand barge out to sea. It said that the activity was suggestive of preparations to test a submarine-launched ballistic missile from the sea. A previous launch in October of 2019 was seen by analysts as the most provocative by North Korea since it entered a dialogue with the United States over its nuclear weapons and missile programs in 2018. This is VOA News. Defense ministers of India and China have met in the Russian capital to try to resolve rising tensions along their disputed border in the eastern Ladakh region, where a June clash killed 20 Indian soldiers. India's defense minister tweeted about his meeting Friday night with the Chinese counterpart that lasted about 2 hours. He did not give any details about the outcome of the first direct high-level contact between the two countries in the months-long standoff. The ministers met on the sidelines of a meeting of the defense chiefs of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. India earlier this week said that soldiers had thwarted provocative movements by Chinese troops, while Beijing accused Indian troops of creating provocations along the disputed border. U.S. President Donald Trump is urging Americans to practice social distancing over this Labor Day holiday weekend to try to reduce the spread of COVID-19, which could intensify later this year. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The president says to continue the progress in tamping down new virus cases.
Social distancing, wearing a mask whenever the distancing is not possible.
Adding,
let's just try and get through this one weekend.
But when asked about the University of Washington's health metrics model, forecasting some 3,000 deaths a day by December, President Trump stuck to his standard defense about banning flights from China and Europe.
If we didn't do what I said, we would be at 2 million deaths right now.
And he called on some Democratic governors to lift their virus restrictions.
It's very unfair to the people to have those shutdowns continuing.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And there are more than 873,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, with more than 26.5 million confirmed infections. The U.S., Brazil, and India hold the top spots for both deaths and infections, while Mexico falls just behind India in the number of deaths. Russia is a distant fourth behind India in the number of infections. U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States must look very seriously into the suspected poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. At a news conference late Friday, the president said he had not seen any proof yet that Navalny was poisoned, but would look into it. Mr. Trump did not take as strong a stance as the State Department, which earlier Friday expressed grave concern about the finding that Navalny was poisoned. Navalny is the most popular and prominent opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and the German announcement this week that he was poisoned by a nerve agent has raised the possibility of further Western sanctions against Moscow. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.